Welcome back, guys. This is Hash Rate Up, this week with a short focus episode or news episode talking about the current developments within AI and Bitcoin mining. As the news come in daily, and I need to cover these because they have a very, very strong impact on the industry that I do love so much. Hash Rate Up, hardware sales, advisory, hosting, and site brokerage. Find new and used ASIC deals through the website and the Telegram channel below. Make smarter decisions with Hash Rate Up. We are recording at 939,593. We're currently a little bit above target. We have a hash price of 30.5, and the network has, and I say this often, reduced from about 1.15 exahash to 1 exahash today. This is especially relevant for this episode. What I want to do is go through some news here quickly to give you guys a bit of an idea of what the AI pivot really means for any of you that don't follow these news on a daily basis. Especially if you are mining, this is highly relevant. And at the end of the video, I will explain my sort of thesis for this year. Bitfarms wins local approval to advance Pennsylvania AI data center project. Bitfarms previously purely focused on Bitcoin mining. This news is from about 2 weeks ago, from the 25th of February. Next up, we have CoreWeave seeking $8.5 billion loan as AI infrastructure debt piles up, right? These guys secured a $14.2 billion contract with Meta, formerly Facebook, and they need that money to develop infrastructure and deliver on those promises. Next up, we have Miner Weekly. Very interesting. $33 billion in bonds is fueling the AI megawatt arms. And keep in mind, I'm doing this chronologically, right? So now we're on the 26th of February. What's interesting here is this section down here. You can see that 6 to 9% is what AI infrastructure builders and developers have to pay in interest, because the market really isn't super sure yet. Is this all a big bubble and is it going to disappear next year or not, right? So this is where currently the interest rate is set. And it should be mentioned that currently US Treasury yields are hovering about 4.5% as sort of the baseline for, or the riskless rate as the current financial system is set up around the 10-year Treasury that the US gives out. Next up, we have TerraWolf securing over $12.8 billion in contracts as AI transition accelerates. Another one, you know, TerraWolf formerly only Bitcoin mining. Mara now and Starwood formed strategic partnership to develop 2.5 gigawatt AI infrastructure platform. Mara also finally doing the pivot, and shareholders are remunerating or rewarding that move if you have looked at the recent stock price of Mara. OpenAI secures $110 billion in new funding to fuel global AI scaling. I think the biggest contributors here are SoftBank, NVIDIA, Amazon, right? Big players in the game. TerraWolf, again, CEO sets plan to sell 1.65 million shares. This is another common trend. These companies now have to somehow find the liquidity to fund that infrastructure build out. TerraWolf opts to sell shares to do so, further diluting their shareholders. Applied Digital targets 2.15 billion bond sale for North Dakota AI data center. This is now from the 3rd of March. Core Scientific sold 1,900 Bitcoin in January. It expects to sell remaining 600 in Q1. That is basically in the next 3 weeks, right? Again, seeking that liquidity for AI build out. Buying Bitcoin miners should be simple, safe, and fast. Altair Technology delivers exactly that. Based in the US and shipping directly from St. Louis, Altair eliminates all the shady messaging groups, customs and tariffs issues, and makes sure Bitcoin miners get to you on time. Altair stocks leading commercial ASIC miners, efficient home units, and all the critical parts you need, backed by real inventory, real support, and a team of people that you can rely on and actually mines Bitcoin. Thank you so much, Altair Technology, for supporting the show. And without further ado, let's get back to it. Marathon expands BTC sales, same story. Core Scientific lands $500 million loan, right, at 7.8%. That is fairly good. If you remember the previous news around the $33 billion purchase where the interest rate was 6 to 9%. Now, 15,000 Bitcoin and rising. Miners are selling faster and filing suggests more is coming. This is the level of Bitcoin being sold. Public miners accelerate Bitcoin sales amid market slump, right? The different entities listed down here, Core Scientific, CleanSpark, Riot, Bitdeer, Kango, all of these guys selling, in February up to 6,000 Bitcoin. Kango, again, unplugs 30% of Bitcoin hash rate as hash price slump bites. Right, so this is sort of a self-inflicting loop. Now, these big miners are pivoting to AI. They are committing capital there. They're unplugging their rigs. Bitcoin price has been falling, partly because these guys are selling Bitcoin like they never have before in order to fund that AI craze, which then further makes the case for pivoting to AI, because now the hash price is at 30, as we saw in the beginning of this video. Slightly unrelated, but also interesting. Iran conflict, not major concern for Bitcoin mining, hash rate, say experts. Right, so Wolfie, the reporter over at the Miner Mag, assumes that Iran's power grid could lead to 2.5% drop of the Bitcoin hash rate. And of course, 2.5% is nothing if we think back to the China mining ban. Now, all of this is super interesting and it's developing so quickly. And every week we have a new stack of news following in the last week's footprint, basically. So I think all of this news means that if you can survive this hash price slump around 30, falling below 30, this pivot to AI, all these guys selling their Bitcoin to fund that, you know, if you can survive it, and if your break even is low enough, you will see the rewards this year. We have seen over the last 5 years, difficulty increasing steadily, and now that's stopping, right? Difficulty has been decreasing. This year is our winter storm in America. That was periodic. But now you can see there's a trend here going down. And the network hash rate also decreases. This is the 1 year. This is, again, October, November last year to today, right? You can see hash rate is stagnating or decreasing. And I think this trend will continue this year because you can see that OEMs are trying to sell the machines as much as they can. They're trying to plug them in themselves. You see all these big miners not putting purchase orders in, and they are partly what funded this big build out. Over the last couple of years, we've seen these big public miners take on shareholder money and raising funds to put these big buying orders in. And I think in part that's very unnatural growth that stems from the current financial system being leveraged to do that. And I think that buck is stopping this year, and we will see stagnation or a decrease year over year in global hash rate. And so if you are online, what that will translate to is you getting more Bitcoin for your hash rate, right? We've seen over the last couple of weeks where difficulty has decreased, a steady increase of hash rate, right? This was the big winter storm. Now that winter storm time is over, the hash rate went back online in part. So difficulty went back up again and Bitcoin price or Bitcoin hash price dropped again. But I think structurally, this Bitcoin hash price is going to move up irrespective of what the US dollar hash price is. And if Bitcoin keeps doing what it's doing price-wise, then that will result in hash price in dollar terms also structurally moving upwards. So if you can survive this, you are in a very, very good position when you stick to the Bitcoin mining. And right now it's very difficult. Everybody is pivoting to AI. It seems that is front and center. Bitcoin mining is sort of not the focus anymore. But I think that miners who do focus on Bitcoin mining going forward, even through the slump, that they will be rewarded for that. Let me know if you liked this format, if you like the news coverage. I might want to do this weekly now that the Bitcoin mining and energy news are, as I said, coming in on a weekly basis, and there's tons of it. So to stay on top of it, I think it might make sense to do this on a weekly basis. Let me know if that makes sense. Let me know if you got anything out of this. Hit the like button, hit subscribe, all of that good stuff. Sponsors like to see it. All the best. Have a good week.